What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here on YouTube and Patreon. It's me, Greg, and I have to apologize. For the first time in 2024, I missed a Greg Way. I'm so sorry. Frankly, I made it longer than I thought I would. Now, of course, you're a longtime Greg Way fan. Sorry, I burped. I had a burrito. We'll tell you, you know, I'm fucking killing right now, all right? Because, like, you know, last year for Greg Way, I would miss some, but then I would give you a longer one to make up for it. But I'd say, like, most Greg Ways are 10 minutes now to 15 minutes, right? So we're having fun out there. So just don't bust my fucking balls. All right, I understand you pay for this content, and I'm sorry that I did one yesterday. But it was just a jam-packed day. Of course, see, the thing that threw me off is that the microphone for recording in the car got brought in for whatever stream you were doing last week, and it hadn't made it back to my car yet. Still hasn't, but it's in my bag now at least. So I'm like, I'm driving in. I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't have the things. I don't want to give you bad quality because of the rumbly cars. So then I'll do it here. But once I get here, it's just this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. A million things are happening all at once. So I hadn't done Greg Way yesterday. And by the time I thought about it, it would be like, well, do I want to make Cool Greg work after 5? I don't want to make anybody work after 5. So, and I can't do it myself anymore because I don't know. He puts it on a million things. And yet, it doesn't matter. Anyways, I'm here. You're getting Greg Way. Congratulations. Before this, I went and looked at the Patreon apps in the comments and all that jazz. And there was more on the app than usual. That's where I was going to go with it. But then I didn't bring the iPad. I was going to do, I think it was Brandon. I'm sorry. I'm probably getting it wrong off the Patreon chat on the Patreon app. But somebody asked me, and now stick with me. Somebody asked me my thoughts on Cody Rhodes and The Rock in WrestleMania. I am well aware that not every Kind of Funny best friend cares about professional wrestling. Period, end of statement. So I don't want Greg Ways to become my only real outlet as I talk on the set of our wrestling show, WrestleMania Ranked, which we're about to do an episode of. I don't want Greg Way to become the only place for me to talk about wrestling, because then I feel like I drive you away. So I will give you something at the tail end, not about wrestling here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? I swear I will do my best not to make it. But people are asking wrestling questions, and it had a heart. So I feel like somebody else wanted the answer on it. So let's start at the top of the order. Let's say you're one of these people that are like, I don't care about wrestling, Greg, but I'll hear it out to get to whatever you're going to tack on at the end that won't be wrestling, and I got to fucking come up with something. What is going on? So Cody Rhodes, how far back would you want to go with this story? Cody Rhodes is Dusty Rhodes' son. He wrestled in WWE, then he went to AEW, then he came back to WWE. It was a big deal. Last year at WrestleMania, he was supposed to finish the story, win the world title from Roman Reigns, the title his dad never actually got to hold, even though his dad's a legend. And there was this big buildup to it, and he won the Royal Rumble, and you know he got there, and he fought Roman Reigns, and he lost. And everybody's like, what the fuck? And so it's been a year of Cody has to finish the story. Cody has to finish the story. Cody Rhodes has become a bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger star of WWE. He's the ultimate babyface. He's the ultimate good guy. Everybody loves Cody Rhodes. He's fought Brock Lesnar. He's earned his respect. They got a handshake in the ring. He's battled Shinsuke Nakamura in all sorts of crazy matches, including that bull rope one, but that's out of timeline. But you understand what I'm talking about? He's just fucking killing it out there, right? And so leading into this Rumble, Royal Rumble this year, there were a lot of rumors of Rock fighting Roman Reigns at WrestleMania that would not allow Cody to finish his story. So we thought maybe The Rock would come out at the Rumble. We thought maybe CM Punk would win at the Royal Rumble and challenge Seth Rollins, all building to WrestleMania, being the granddaddy of all this giant thing. Cody won Royal Rumble. Cody won the Royal Rumble. You know, back-to-back winners. That doesn't happen often in WWE. But he won the Royal Rumble. He pointed at the WrestleMania sign, and then he pointed and started screaming at Roman Reigns in a skybox. And everybody's like, holy shit, we're doing it. We're actually going to finish the story. Cody's going to go to WrestleMania, and he's going to beat Roman Reigns for the title. Hooray. That was on Royal Rumble, right? That was on Sunday. You then jump to Raw, where Seth Rollins, who's the other champion, was like, don't fight Roman Reigns, fight me. Cody's like, I'll think about it. And then on SmackDown, Roman Reigns came out and was like, yo, fuck Seth Rollins, I'm not going to beg you, but that's a loser bells, I'm the winner, yada yada. Cody came out and then said, this is Friday, he's like, you know what, I have to finish the story, and I have to beat you for that title, Roman, but I'm not going to do it at WrestleMania. I've sought the counsel of a whole bunch of legends, and there's one that knows you really well. And then the Rock's music came out, and the place went crazy, and Rock came out, and he shook Cody's hand and hugged him, and then Cody left the ring, and he looked sad, and then the Rock stared Roman Reigns down, and then SmackDown ended, and then the fucking internet exploded. The fucking wrestling internet exploded and has not been the same since. Because the people in the audience loved the fact that The Rock was there. That was cool. That was unexpected. That was great. But they all slowly woke up, as all the world did, of like, wait, did Cody Rhodes just give away his Royal Rumble right as the winner to challenge for WrestleMania? He's not going to challenge for WrestleMania. He's not going to finish the story. Is the story not going to be finished at WrestleMania? Is Cody, this doesn't make any sense. You know, we've had all these great storylines in WWE, yada, yada, yada. Like, this is fucking crazy. And so the fans really started eating themselves alive because, of course, like, Rock versus Roman Reigns is a match I would say we all want. That's a really cool idea. It should have been WrestleMania last year in Hollywood. Rock would have been there. It would have made a lot of sense. And instead, I also would say that Cody winning the world title for Roman makes a lot of sense and probably should have happened last year. But they didn't do either of those things, and they built this whole thing for a year, and they built this whole thing to get us here. And this has been Cody's driving force. This has been the thing. And so for him to say, I'm not going to finish the story. I'm not going to do this at WrestleMania. I'm not going to do it. Everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? Now, the wrinkle to all of this is when the stare down happens, there's a little lower third that pops up that says there'll be a press conference for WrestleMania kickoff this Thursday. So tomorrow, as of me recording this. This doesn't stop the world from going fucking insane about this. It's the WWE's most disliked video of all time, the video of The Rock showing up to yell at Roman Reigns, or stare at Roman Reigns, not even yell at him. You know, Cody chants are prevalent, Rocky sucks chants are prevalent. On Monday, when Seth Rollins and Cody were in the ring again, like, the, you know, Rocky sucks chants were deafening, people were assuming to Cody. When they went off the air, Cody gave a tearful speech to the audience about how much it meant that they want him because he's always wanted them. You know, trending on Twitter was, we want Cody. We want Cody's this big movement. You know, Rocky sucks is this other big movement or whatever, blah, blah, blah. The question, I believe, is from a brand name, but it might not have been, was, what do you think of all this, Greg? Like, where are you on it? And so I've kind of interjected a little bit of my opinion on there. But the biggest thing about this is, I think this is all a work. I think WWE is well aware of what they're doing to some degree. I don't know if they understood. And a work obviously means it's fake. A work is fake, is part of the show. A shoot is real. That's real feelings, real things happening. I think WWE had to have known the audience would be fucking really pissed off that Cody Rhodes is giving them. They have to understand that. They would have to know that that doesn't make sense. Like, again, WWE in recent memory. And, oh, by the way, full disclosure, as we learned from previous Greg ways, Vince McMahon is a horrible fucking piece of shit, probably accused of a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not trying to ignore that. Obviously, that's a whole different ball of wax. I do think that might play into this, that this is WWE has been great about storytelling recently, right? When you look at the Bloodline, when you look at the Bloodline, when you look at the women's division, when you just look at Rhea and Dom, right? They've been killing it. So the fact that they've done this that seems so out of character and so weird and doesn't make sense. Like, why does it make sense that Cody would win the Rumble and then give his spot to The Rock? I think this is all a work. I think that on Thursday at the press conference, they're going to explain what this actually means. What does this actually mean? Does this mean that Cody's giving it up? Is he going to be triple threat? Is going to be special guest referee? Is Cody going to fight him at Elimination Chamber for the title? Is X, Y, or Z going to happen? Like, there's more to it than just this. And so there's all these rumors that maybe The Rock, now that he's a bored guy, you know, forced this. Maybe it's this whole move of, you know, The Rock, you know, they did this to distract from the Vince news. Maybe it's X, Y, Z, the other thing. For me, Wednesday, before this press conference, what it is just, at the moment, sloppy storytelling. Where, if it is that it's going to be Rock versus Roman Reigns for the title at WrestleMania, I do not understand why you did not have Rock show up at number 30 and win the Royal Rumble, just to make this clean and make it easy and make it make sense. There could be different moving parts to that. You know, CM Punk getting injured, I'm sure, played into what the storyline was going to be getting out of this to some degree. But Cody was clearly going to win, right? I wonder sometimes if, you know, in light of the Vince allegations and the lawsuit, right, if maybe The Rock backed off, got cold feet, similar to what Slim Jim did, where they pulled their advertising until Vince stepped down and left a board. If maybe The Rock was like, oof, you know, I'm pulling out of the Rumble. Let's see how this is just a speculation on my part. I'm pulling out of the Rumble. Let's see how this shakes out. And then it shook out fine. And then they're like, okay, I'm back. I don't know. I feel like there has to be a better explanation than... We still don't understand what Cody Rhodes in character is thinking, why he would do this. And so maybe, again, for the work part of it, right, maybe it was this idea to get Cody more over than ever. Because, again, fucking trending on Twitter, it's been picked up by mainstream outlets. You know, it's deafening at the arena for Cody Rhodes. Like, if we now, if this is going to be like the Daniel Bryan yes movement, right, we're suddenly... Even at this press conference tomorrow, it is set up very much that it's Rock versus Roman, and then Cody interrupts, and this, that, and the other, and he's got to fight back for his chance because he already gave, I don't know, some bullshit. Wrestling's fake, right? You can do whatever you want with it. There's got to be some justification to get him back into it. And then, if it is a triple threat, right, how cool is that you beat Rock and Roman? I'd love to see it just be Rock. I'm sorry. I'd love to see Rock-Roman. I'd love to see Roman-Cody. There's a million different ways to do this and have fun with it. But right now, on Wednesday, it feels sloppy because it just doesn't make sense. So much stuff that happens in WWE, you go, oh, that makes sense. I understand why that character would do that to that person. Whereas this one doesn't. And so it's also awkward. I still feel that we had Monday where you had Monday Night Raw and you had Cody out there. And he didn't really justify it, I don't feel, for why he did what he did. And so here we are then going into Thursday to figure out what's going to actually happen and how this is going to evolve. So right now, like, you know, what are my thoughts on it? I can't turn away from it. Like, I'm fucking glued to the screen. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm watching clips. Like, I want to know what's happening. Tomorrow, we're actually doing an embargo. No, tomorrow we're doing PS I Love You XOXO, the Helldivers review, while the press conference is going on. I was like, fuck. I would love to watch that, but stupid job playing video games and talking about video games. So, as always, I'm locked in. I'm not sweating it, though. I think Cody still finishes the story at WrestleMania. I think he does it now with this huge push. And maybe he doesn't even finish at WrestleMania. Because I was joking with Tim about it. Maybe, you know, Monday, the Raw after WrestleMania is always a huge deal. Maybe whatever happened, maybe Rock beats the shit out of Roman, but still Rock loses. But Roman is kind of seen as like, oh man, he really doesn't have the stuff. He isn't the same guy. He isn't this, whatever. Cody, for some reason, has this basically money in the bank that he can challenge for then. The Raw after WrestleMania, win the title from Roman there. Like, there's a bunch of different stuff that could go on. I think Cody getting the title, period, eventually, is him finishing the story. I don't think it needs to happen at WrestleMania. You know, going into WrestleMania last year, I was excited to see that match, but I also felt like it was such a foregone conclusion that Cody was going to win that I wasn't looking forward to that. It seemed too predictable. And so when Roman won, I was actually like, oh my God, that was fucking crazy and brilliant. And it was such a weird, me and Mike were on the floor for that. And we like looked at each other and you're looking around, like everybody had this stunned face. It was like, that's awesome. Like, that's, again, the magic of wrestling, where you feel like this is 100% going to happen, and then it doesn't happen. So even this year, if it's too easy for Cody to walk in and win, I don't think that's interesting. I don't think that's fun. However, this has been a very disjointed, weird thing. It'll be interesting to see how they pivot, what they do, what the plan has been, you know, what The Rock says tomorrow. Like, I got a million questions. But I'm excited. Like, I still just enjoy wrestling. I know I've talked a little bit about it here and there, but, you know, in case you're new or I haven't talked about it recently, like, I really do feel that, like, wrestling is one of my only, and this sounds so stupid on the set of a wrestling show, one of my own, my sole hobby that isn't content. You know what I mean? Like, we don't do a wrestling show. Like, I don't have a weekly podcast where I'm talking about WWE or AEW or NXT or something like that. I only talk about it in these little weird one-offs that I'm sorry if you hate it. And then I guess this 10-episode WrestleMania show we're doing. But, like, even that's not, like, about what's happening right now in wrestling. This goes back to the question from Friday, the serious one, about why haven't we said anything about Vince allegations? And it's like, well, like, you know that I fucking don't like dirtbags. If you're an asshole, fuck you. And then also, we don't have, like, a kind of funny wrestling daily. We don't have a show where we have wrestling. We don't have the Kind of Funny wrestling podcast where we're talking about things. So it's like a weird way for me to insert that into anything, as I talked about already. Yada yada yada. But it's fun for me to let off the steam and have these conversations that I would usually save for Mike or Cool Greg or Tim with you. And I'm sorry if you hate him. So let's do something that's not wrestling related for everybody who's hung out this long. Oh, how about this? Tomorrow, Helldivers comes out. You know this, ladies and gentlemen. The plan is that I will play it all day long. I will stream it with Mike. I will review it on PS I Love You so far. You know what I mean? I, however, won't stream with Mike until like 2 in the afternoon. I think it's maybe even 1 o'clock. But it's afternoon. My plan is to get here a little after 9, probably like 9:30, and start playing, right? So I can play as much Helldivers as possible. Are you playing Helldivers 2 tomorrow between 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Pacific? No, I'm sorry, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Pacific. If so, let me know. Sound off in the comments with your PSN. Maybe I'll add you in there. Maybe we'll do that. I'd be looking for a group that we could just roll with, rather than, oh, well, I'm in for 30 minutes or that, or I can do it in this lunch break from work. That's all well and good, but like, I want to get in deep. And so I want to go through like loadouts and stratagems and really fuck with it. So I'd really be looking for people who could just commit for a long time with me. So let me know about that, because it'd be fun to have that. Are you streaming? I don't mind coming and being on your show. You know what I mean? Just being in there and fucking around and killing some stuff with you. That'd be good. But yeah, I'm looking for people to play Helldivers with. Maybe, you know how I am. I say this and we'll see what it is. But if I could get a party together tomorrow that just rolls with me until I have to hop on stream here, awesome. And if you're going to stream it and you want Greg to be on there, that'd be great. I'd only probably be doing PSN chat. I wouldn't like try to do a Discord, because I'll probably be playing at my desk, maybe at the couch out here in the living room area of the office. But I digress. I'm sorry I missed your Greg way yesterday. I'll try not to miss it again. I'm sorry if you hate wrestling and you didn't want to hang out this whole time and hear me talk about Cody Rhodes or whatever. I love Cody Rhodes. I love The Rock. I love Roman Reigns. So I really don't lose in this. It's just the idea that like, I want to, whatever match we get to at Mania, I want to have it make sense and be fulfilling. And I feel like both Roman Rock, Cody Rock are just in a vacuum great matches. If they aren't set up well, that fucking sucks. And this is one of the things I was saying coming into Rumble, even, that I feel like they really haven't driven home Cody and Roman enough. But here we are, but now they're not. But what's going to happen? Like, wrestling's crazy. So we will continue to watch. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.